Hello, everyone. Annette Nada here, and welcome back to another episode of A Course in Miracles with Annette Nada. Today, we're on What is the Last Judgment and on Lesson 315. Christ's second coming gives the Son of God the gift to hear the voice for God proclaim that what is false is false and what is true has never changed. And this the judgment is in which perception ends. At first you see a world which has accepted this as true, projected from a now corrected mind. And with this holy sight, perception gives a silent blessing and then disappears, its goal accomplished and its mission done.
The final judgment on the world contains no condemnation, for it sees the world as totally forgiven, without sin, and wholly purposeless. Without a cause, and now without a function in Christ's sight, it merely slips away to nothingness. There it was born, and there it ends as well. And all the figures in the dream in which the world began go with it. Bodies now are useless, and will therefore fade away, because the Son of God is limitless.
You who believe that God's last judgment will condemn the world to hell along with you, accept this holy truth. God's judgment is the gift of correction He bestows on all your errors, freeing you from them and all effects they ever seem to have. To fear God's saving grace is but to fear complete release from suffering, return to peace, security, and happiness, and union with your own identity.
God's final judgment is as merciful as every step in His appointed plan to bless His Son and call Him to return to the eternal peace He shares with Him. Be not afraid of love, for it alone can heal all sorrow, wipe away all tears, and gently waken from His dreams of pain the Son whom God acknowledges as His. Be not afraid of this. Salvation asks you give it welcome, and the world awaits your glad acceptance, which will set it free.
This is God's final judgment. You are still my holy Son, forever innocent, forever loving, and forever loved, as limitless as your Creator, and completely changeless and forever pure. Therefore, awaken and return to me. I am your Father, and you are my Son. What is the last judgment?
Lesson 315. All gifts my brothers give belong to me. Each day, 1,000 treasures come to me with every passing moment. I am blessed with gifts throughout the day, in value far beyond all things of which I can conceive. A brother smiles upon another, and my heart is gladdened. Someone speaks a word of gratitude or mercy, and my mind perceives this gift and takes it as its own. And everyone who finds the way to God becomes my Savior, pointing out the way to me and giving me His certainty that what He learned is surely mine as well.
I thank you, Father, for the many gifts that come to me today and every day from every Son of God. My brothers are unlimited in all their gifts to me. Now may I offer them my thankfulness, that gratitude to them may lead me on to my Creator and His memory. Lesson 315, all gifts my brothers give belong to me.
This is what I was talking about a few days ago, and I forgot that it was part of these lessons here. But in this prayer, I thank you, Father, for the many gifts that come to me today and every day from every Son of God. My brothers are unlimited in all their gifts to me. So, you know, when we had this discussion the other day where if someone is further along the path than I am, and, you know, like their teaching really resonates with me, like I always have this something that goes on inside of me that I'm just so thankful that I have someone to learn from, you know, because we're all on different steps in the journey home.
Mm-hmm.
And when I come across a teacher, whether it's in a book or, you know, nowadays it can even be YouTube or on a podcast, typically I still learn most from books for some reason. I don't know. Maybe that's my age. I don't know. But when I can read something, hearing something is one thing, but when I can read something and highlight it and read it again and go back to it and let it kind of soak in, there's something about that. But, you know, these messages that the Course is teaching have been around forever and ever and ever, you know, and there's thousands of ways to learn this. It's not just through A Course in Miracles. You can learn this any way, because most spiritual systems in their true sense, when you can get them out of the fear of interpretations that they have, when in their true sense, they're typically saying the same thing, that there's only love and there's only love, period. And so when we find our brothers who are further along the path, I don't know, I think to bring gratitude and acknowledge them as gifts is important to do, because then it helps us to, on a certain level, know that we're being guided and taken care of and taught. At least that's my experience.
This lesson also brings up for me that when we see like the good works in the world, like nice things that happen, to take that in and really let those soak in too, and let those change our perception. Like if we have a view of life that it's can be quite scary, or there's not much good going on, and that's what we're filling our brains with. But if we change that to every time we see something good happen, we let that penetrate more deeply and take that on as, oh, that actually adds to my experience of life too, even if we're not the one on the receiving end of it.
Right. And even to acknowledge like some of the deeper gifts, like to understand that, you know, when you have that miracle that is just an expression of love that helps us to go from error to truth. Like when we do experience those miracles, to really bring gratitude, like, you know, like just not to experience the miracle and go on, you know, because as the Course teaches, like miracles are our natural state. Miracles, the miracle of remembering who we truly are is you cannot fail in this, you know? So there's like, that's where we're all going, because we're on a journey without distance to a goal that's never changed. We didn't leave our home.
Mm-hmm.
We're just dreaming that we're separate. So, I mean, like today, all gifts my brothers give belong to me. Each day, 1,000 treasures come to me with every passing moment. I am blessed with gifts throughout the day in value far beyond all things of which I can conceive. Give some examples of brother smiles and all that. Someone speaks a word of gratitude, and everyone who finds the way to God becomes my savior, because my brother is my savior. So as you learn more and you learn to choose love and let go of fear, then you're teaching me to choose love and let go of fear. And that's how this works. No one goes home until we all go home and we're all walking each other home.
I think this lesson really teaches us oneness too. Like this concept of we all are one, because this doesn't have to be just between you and me. You know, it can be, I go to the store and someone drops their groceries or whatever, someone else picks it up. Even if I'm not even involved in the situation, I get to see the love that's being expressed there. And that adds to my experience.
Yeah. Yeah. And then even the outgrowth, you know, like when when we meet someone who has been treated with kindness and compassion, they're going to show up differently.
Mm-hmm.
And then that kindness and compassion spreads to us.
Right. This lesson to me also speaks of, you know, they have this idea of separation. And we could even see not just, oh, you know, bad thing happened. Yeah, we're separate. But even we can say, well, a good thing happens. Oh, I'm separate because that didn't happen to me.
Mm.
When anything comes from love.
When a good thing happens to someone over here, then we feel separate because it didn't happen to us.
Exactly. When, to me, this lesson is also teaching me that when something happens from love, it actually, that love spreads to the entire sonship.
Right. Right.
And so, then it could be my perception or my choice to then like get all huffy and say, well, that didn't happen to me. Or I can accept the love that's free flowing through the sonship and say, you know, there is love.
I choose love.
And to see the love and accept the love, not basing it on, well, did it happen to me as an individual, but that experience of love that is in the sonship enhances all of our experiences, also shows us all that there is love.
Yeah. Yeah. The Buddhists have this philosophy. It's called dependent arising. And I think it takes a long time to understand exactly what all of that means. But what my current grasping of that is, to me, what this lesson is saying, so dependent arising is we have this understanding that like a tree, we think of it as a tree, but there's all the parts of the tree and then the seeds of the tree and the water of the tree and this and the soil, and they're like it didn't arise by itself, right? It arose from all these other factors coming together. And
so just for my clarity, so when you're talking about this, a tree, so we look at and we see just this big old tree.
We just say tree.
Oh, there's a tree. When really we're overlooking how, well, before that tree was a tree, before what even was a little seed or a sapling, there was maybe a squirrel that buried a nut there and forgot about it. And it was actually dependent on that squirrel finding a nut or a seed from another tree, bringing it to that one spot and burying it.
And the squirrel actually is also only a squirrel because it was given birth, and then it was given food, and then it found food and then a shelter enough to survive in order to put the nut there. I mean, mm-hmm. It's kind of like this whole picture of how.
So there's this real interconnectedness.
We're all connected. We just say, oh, there's Ada, there's a tree, there's a house. But in order for there to be house, there had to be wood. In order for there to be wood, there had to be the tree. In order there for the tree, the little guy had to bury the nut, find the seed. I mean, and so like what that is showing to me, like when I'm thinking about this in my lessons, is all gifts my brothers give belong to me, is we in the ego thought system, we're like keeping score. I have this and you have that. And oh my gosh, I have to hold on tight because I might lose this. And I really don't want you to have more than I have. And we have all of this going on, where from the Holy Spirit thought system, really it's there's only dependence, is what I would like to say. There's only all the aspects of this one sun that is showing up in all these different, what you would call forms, but they're just so like impermanent that they're really not forms, but they are forms in our way of thinking of it. Because I can see you as Ada, but then just think of all that goes on to Ada. You have a body that has to have you have a heart and all the different parts of your body, but then you also have the food. You wouldn't exist if you didn't have food, and the food wouldn't exist if they didn't have the seeds in the water. I mean, we are just all connected. We are all, it's almost like more than connection. We are all one.
And no one's left out of that.
No one is left out of that.
You've got my mind racing because, like, when I'm thinking about my life, and then that really rings true with that idea, like, everything that's happened has led me to this point.
And if one thing different happened, like,
I'd be at a different point.
It was just last week, you and I were, I happened to be driving in your car with you, and we were driving down a street and it was raining. And if we would have been a millisecond earlier, you would have probably been severely injured, because this car came and just, there was like, the car came out in front of you and then there we were. And then the car went and swerved and almost hit a tree and did a whole bunch of other stuff. But when you think of all that had to happen and not happen to you and us arriving at that moment, that we were a millisecond too late, right? Is that so? I am blessed. So each day, 1,000 treasures come to me with every passing moment.
And we don't witness those. Like, when we look at the tree, we don't see all the treasures that had to happen for that tree to be that tree.
Right. And that's what's really coming up for me, is that, and then when you think we all are one, well, damn straight we are, because it's everywhere. I mean, it's just everywhere. When you really start to look at it, we can't exist. You know, that saying, well, we don't exist in a vacuum. Well, there's no way we don't exist in a vacuum. There's just, and it's shown to us every day, but we don't see it because we like to see that individual specialness. That's what we like to see.
Thank you so much for this, because you have mentioned the dependent arising to me before, but I didn't really understand it until this conversation.
Yeah.
Because then I'm starting to think about all my life, and it's like, oh, well, you know, whether I have whatever meal I had, all the stuff that went into that, when I was in kindergarten, you know, all that had to happen, like, for those people even to be making the building. You know, it was built before I was born, obviously, when I was in kindergarten, but it was like every brick or whatnot, every board had to be laid, and the person to lay it had to have their whole experience to even to be there.
That's right. And to me, it's really bringing me more to a place of gratitude. Because sometimes when I go to bed at night, you know, I'm thinking, you know, just think of what all had to happen in order for me to have the mattress and the sheets and my pillow and then the carpet on the floor and, you know, the wood for the studs of the home, and my home happens to be stucco. And so it all had to happen. I mean, when you think of the interconnectedness of our, and I think this is where Louise Hay was actually coming from when she would say, you know, like, and you can heal your life. She really wanted you to really understand this concept that each day, 1,000 treasures come to me with every passing moment, is that to thank the bed, to thank the carpet, to thank the, because what you're doing is you're thanking all that had to happen in order for this to be in your experience today.
So how could we judge it?
So how could we judge it? Exactly. How could we judge it? Yeah. So we're out of time, but I appreciated this lesson, and it just came to me as we were reading, is like, this is what I think for me so far in studying Buddhism. There's so many Buddhist practices that bring peace. And I think A Course in Miracles has, you know, very Eastern influence to it. That's why I think it can speak to so many people. And it's really showing us that, you know, there's no separation. There is no separation. There's only love. Have a wonderful day practicing lesson 315. All gifts my brothers give belong to me. See you tomorrow.
See you then.